Romeo Quebec Delta 721.
Calling in for a radio check, come back one more time. This is WSEQ 999.
WRKE 880 Williston Station. Monitor.
Station Lewiston, do you copy? This is WSEQ 999, Mike in Howell.
WSJN 341, radio check 1 2. WSJN 341, radio check 1 2. 341, you're about 95% in the machine. WRTG 721.
What was that? Sorry, WSJN 341.
Again, you're 95% into the repeater. Good copy. WRQD 721.
Glad to hear it. Do you know where the area where this repeater is located, the WSJN 241?
Repeater is in downtown Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Okay. Is it an open repeater?
Sure it is.
I'm on the computer right now with a little 5-watt handheld. I did not expect the repeater in the home.
Starting to drop in and out, you might want to keep that antenna straight up and stay in one spot. I didn't catch where you were located.
I am located in the border of Clyde Township.
Township up near Algonac? It was the Clay Township up near Algonac.
Sorry, what was that?
If you were in Clay Township?
Yes, Clay Township bordering on Burkeville.
All right. Yeah, copy's getting a little rough.
All right. Well, thanks for making contact. Cool. At least hear somebody back. WSJN 341.
Nice meeting you. Hope we get to do it again. WRQD 721.
721, you got a copy on WRKE 880, Lewiston.
80, Lewiston. Lewiston, go ahead, WRQD 721.
Roger that. I'm getting heterodyne from so many repeaters coming back to me. Yeah, I run the Lewiston 725, so I'm hearing like three or four repeaters on this frequency. Tonight it's just lit up all over the place.
You got a little inversion or something going on. I didn't look at the map to see where it was covered, but yeah, you're coming in. You're getting into the system here just fine. No problems.
Roger that. Where is this repeater located at?
This is the Mount Clemens 675, about 16 miles northeast of Detroit.
Roger that. I'm coming in on the 725, so I was kind of curious where that machine was at.
Mount Clemens in Macomb County, Michigan. And it's part of the Siemens. It's a linked system. They've got the link up tonight, so Central Michigan Emergency Network link.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, like I said, I run the Lewiston 725 up here, and I run my HT with an open squelch, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing you guys come in on my HT. I was like, wow. So I ran out here to the camper. I got another little base station set up, KG-1000G, and yeah, it's pretty wild. I'm hitting it. I don't know. I thought for some reason this 725 was maybe in Boyne City.
I don't know, I'd have to look at the link list. It could be. This system goes from Monroe, Michigan, all the way up to Sheboygan.
Yeah, yes, sir. I usually come in through the Sheboygan repeater. I'm friends with Donald down there in Troy. And that's usually how I usually get in. But the conditions are that good right now. I'm using the 725. What's the URL that I can see the key up to monitor the traffic on this thing?
It's on Broadcastify.
Roger, I thought there was a monitoring screen to see which repeater was keying up at the time. They'd all be lit up right now, I guess. It's just I'm coming through all of them on the MIE system there.
I don't get on here much, so. But they've got every band covered. They're getting ready to conquer 11 meters.
After that. All right. You guys have a good evening out there. I just figured I'd throw my sign out there and see who is out. And seems to be working crystal clear tonight, no doubt. WRKE 880, little town called Lewiston, just southeast of Gaylord.
Yeah, armchair. Like we're in the same room together. Good signal. 7-3, hopefully catch up again one night. WRKD 721, Mount Clemens.
This is WSIP 284. I just want to point out 725 is Flint.
You kind of cut out when you gave the location of it. Try again.
Copy that. 725 is Flint.
Good copy. Thanks for the info.
Station in Lewiston. Come back with
the
call sign, please.
Yes, sir. The call sign is WRKE880.
I copy WRKE880.
0. Roger, I'm having a tough time pulling you out there. The other station was much clearer. But, yeah, I can hear you, but it's just really tough to pull out what you're saying. I think you said you have a cabin up here. Getting Heterodyne from a couple different repeaters keying at the same time. Yeah, I run the Lewiston 725 repeater up here. It's not the travel tone. You just jump down one tone, though. It'd be great if somebody wanted to give that a shot. See if they could actually hit my repeater from down there. That'd be amazing. WRKE 880.
All right, 880, WSTH 380, Hazel Park. I'll be on the side.
I jumped over to the Sheboygan repeater. That one seems like it's got less Heterodyne. More reverb.
WSTQ 464, Bobby, Ohio.
464 WRQD 721 Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Hey, I got a real good copy on you there, Sterling Heights. Yeah, you're about 90 miles from me. Yeah, how you copying me?
You got a little hash on your signal, but you're copyable. And I'm on the Siemens Link repeater system. I think it's linked up tonight, so we run all the way down to Monroe.
WSDM 993 in the mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, good morning out there from WRWB 49.
Good morning, this is WSTF 550, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning.
WSDU 202, good morning. WSET 544, mobile and monitoring.
Morning 544, this is WSAA 336. You have a good day today. Drive careful, buddy.
I'll do my best. Just gotta get some coffee in me first, and then I should be alright.
Yeah, I hear you. That's the fuel that keeps us going.
SGU 844 calling WSHR 566. You on the radio?
No, but I am.
Good morning, dude. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, my friend. WSMC 793 ID. How are you?
WSTU 844. I'm hanging in there. Can't wait for the day to be over with.
Yeah, I understand. How's Kelly doing?
Believe it or not, she's doing well. She's pain-free at this time. She's on some medication for, what is the medication on for? I forgot what it is, but it's helping with her pain, too, so it's amazing.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I hope she's doing all right. You know, that pain stuff, you know, you can talk to me about that. I can tell you all about it. Sitting here drinking my coffee, and I was watching some videos, and I had the radio on. I heard you be up. I had to get in there and say good morning to you, right?
Roger, glad you did. I was wondering about you. Yeah, I'm just about to get on the freeway. I'm not in your guys' neck of the woods yet, so yeah, I'm glad to repeat yourself. And I think we have a new one. Now, I think it's out in Waterford, if I'm not mistaken. I'm hearing people out that way, Pontiac, and I heard. Kevin was talking to someone that was cruising down 16 Mile in Woodward area. So the only repeater I know that's out that way is the Waterford one.
Yeah, Roger that. I keep hearing about this new repeater. Don't know exactly where it's at. I talked to Sean last night on the phone. I had a few things to ask him. And he mentioned that some new repeater, and I don't know. I don't know if it's linked, unlinked, but I keep hearing about this new repeater there, Roger.
Roger that. He didn't say exactly where it is?
I think he did, but it's my memory's so jacked up. I think he said it was out by Flint or something, or somewhere out that way, but I don't think it's linked. But not only him, I keep hearing all these people. In fact, we had some signals come in yesterday from out that way, what you're talking about, and
I think it was because this new repeater, they were, I don't know if atmospheric conditions or what, if that repeater had a link, you know, just link into ours.
Copy that. Well, we'll find out sooner or later.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Plus, I've been getting a lot of signals in here from down south and, you know, Ohio and stuff, New York, every day just about. And there's been a couple times Ontario came in here really good. But you know how that works there, Roger.
Copy that. Well, I hear that we can talk to people from the other side of the river, so I don't know. That's cool. I've never heard anybody from the other side yet.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that, because I know Chad went in there and called the FCC and they said it was okay. I talked to Sean about it, and he said as long as they have a legit call sign, like a W, three letters, three numbers, it's okay to talk to them. But if it's if they come at you with no call sign or nothing, it's illegal. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you can't. Well, if you look at your license, there's a set of frequencies we can't be on anyway. But I don't know how all that works out. But they got a legit call sign. There's nothing wrong with that then, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I understand. Yeah, definitely. It's kind of a cloudy morning. Sun looks like it's trying to break through, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's getting daylight over here a little bit, but yeah, it looks like the sun's trying to break through. I can smell the moisture in the air. I got my window open and can smell the moisture in the air.
Break.
Go ahead, break.
Morning, fellows. WSAA 336. How's it going today?
Hey, good morning, Chuck. How you doing today?
Good, Sherman. How you doing? How's it going there, Dave?
It's going pretty good over here so far. Good morning, right back to you, Chuck. Yeah, we're all right over here, just sitting here sipping the, you know, the usual, sipping the coffee and scratching the head there, okay?
I'm doing all right there, Chuck. Yeah, just trying to get, can't wait for the day to be over with. It's been a rough week trying to shake this crazy cold I have. So, things getting better, but, well, still not up to par. So, hey, we're going to force to get done today.
Be back in a minute, gentlemen.
Yeah, I hear you. There's nothing worse than a summer cold.
Heard you in there, Dave. Get one for me. Anything planned for the day there, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm going to go visit Mom this morning, and then I'm going to help a guy put a, sliding door. And he said he might need some brick cut out, so hopefully we don't end up with that disaster. But hopefully just a couple hours there, and then I'm going to sneak up to my uncle's place and work on some wiring.
Copy that. Sounds like that'll keep you busy for the day. Roger, roger.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, you probably won't. I probably won't get it all done, but you know how it goes. You got to plan something, right?
Oh yeah, copy that. You got to keep yourself busy. Yeah, if I feel up to it, try to mow my grass. It's getting a little high. I haven't done it in, it's going on 2 weeks. So, but the heat, it hasn't grown much. But, yeah, but we had all that rain we've had, it's starting to grow a little better. So, yeah, if I can get that in, I'll be happy.
Yeah, copy that. Mine's the same way. You know, there's high spots, and it looks like it needs to be mowed, but I just thought I'd wait a couple more days, maybe.
Yeah, I hear you there. We got the farm field behind us and beside us, and he hasn't planted anything this year, and the weeds are about 4 feet high. It's getting crazy. It's looking like a jungle.
WSSE 793, I'm back, gentlemen.
Yeah, welcome back, Dave. Yeah, I can't believe they didn't plant anything this year. That's kind of strange.
Yep. All right, guys, I'm going to slide out of here for a little bit and drink some coffee, so I'll let you guys talk. So welcome back, Dave, and yeah, I'm going to go on the side for a bit. Like I said, drink my coffee. So great talking to both of you guys. And if I don't get a chance to get back with you, you both have a good day. WSCU 844, and I'll be on the quiet side.
Yeah, got you in there, Brady. Good. All right, Sherman. Well, I'll talk to you again today. You have yourself a good day, too, and all that other good stuff. And I'll let Chuck get the breakaway if he wants. WSNZ 793, and I'm quiet listening.
Yeah, have a great day, you guys. WSAA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, you too, Chuck. Have yourself a good day, my friend. Go ahead, break.
Guys, a little busy this morning. WSDU 202. Good morning, Dave. Chuck, you're in there too. Good morning to y'all. Have a great day.
Right back at you. I'm quiet.
You got a copy. This is WSAA 336.
Yeah, come on, 336. WSAA 793.
Yeah, there was another guy that come in after we were talking, and I didn't catch his sign. Who was that? Was that 202?
Yeah, roger that. That was 202 that came in there.
Yeah, I thought so. Good morning, 202. Didn't mean to be rude, but all of a sudden my radio just acted up and don't know what happened. Good morning to you.
Well, I'm going to assume he shut it down.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, remember the other day, or maybe you weren't on, I don't remember, but I was, I just hooked up an old CB antenna just to see what kind of output I'd have with my WSR meter, and it was, you know, it was way high, but then my uncle gave me a CB, a Cobra, and then gave me a couple of antennas, and I see the other antenna's got an adjustable top on it.
Hey, roger. Is it a whip with wire wrapped around it, covered in black stuff, covered in a coating?
Negative. The one I have is a magnet mount, and it looks like the magnet's right in the base. I mean, the coil, I would assume, is right in the base. And the other one, it's got a small plastic, I'm having a senior moment here, but it looks like to stop, you know what I'm saying? I can't think of the word, but it's like a resistor.
And I don't know that either. If I see a picture, then it'll probably come back to me. The reason why I asked about the antenna with a wire wrapped around it from bottom to top and then covered in black resin with a tunable top. That reminds me of the fire stick there. You pull the cap off the top and you turn the thing. It's like a thumb screw or something. You turn it, you can adjust it there, Roger.
Oh yeah, copy that. I know what you're talking about now. No, this one's just it looks like thinner wire inside of a hollow tube, and it's got a set screw right at the top. So I might hook onto that and see what I get out of that one.
Yeah, Roger. How tall is it, bottom to top?
Maybe 4 feet.
Okay, you're going to try to adjust it for GMRF?
Correct.
All right, well, in my opinion, you'll be wasting your time. You'll never get that thing, you'll never get it tuned for GMRF, never. I don't care how far you turn the screw in, how much wire you cut off or anything. Well, if you cut the wiring out of it to a certain point, you probably get it transmitted and, you know, get it matched on GMRS, but adjusting the screw alone and everything, you're not going to get nothing. You ain't even going to come close.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was possible at all either. In fact, we were having this discussion a few days ago about the one that I assume has a coil in it, the magnet mount. This other one is like made to go on like a bumper, you know, like where you got the bracket and you put it on the bumper. And the set screw I'm talking about is you loosen the set screw and then the other antenna can be adjusted up and down. But yeah, you're probably right. Probably be out of the range.
Yeah, Roger, I heard you talking to Jack about the other antenna. I was listening in. You know, kind of caught me by surprise. I'm like, you get it, what? But I didn't say nothing. I let Jack go ahead and give it to you. Cause there's no way you're going to tune a CB antenna for GMRS. I don't care. Unless you cut about 3/4 of it off. And, you know, I mean, it's a bunch of BS trying to tune a CB antenna for GMRS. You know, GMRS is way up here in the UHF band, and the antennas up here, tuned antennas, you know, full wave antennas, probably only about 4 feet, something like that, 3 feet, maybe even less than that there, Roger.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this stuff. I was just goofing around with it, you know. But, yeah, okay. This is a learning experience for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, ain't nothing wrong with learning, man. I'm not saying, you know, you're a dunce or anything. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just saying, though, trying to tune a CB antenna for the GMRS is not going to, you can't do it. But there's nothing wrong with experimenting as long as you don't blow your radio up.
Yeah, Roger that, man. Yeah. But, so anyway, I got another antenna, and I also have another CB, and then I was listening to you talk to that guy the other day about getting out like 10 miles with you know, like if you get your antenna way up there, that's a whole different antenna also. But I might have my hands, and then I heard you talking, I don't know if it was you, but anyway, Jack was talking about a rotary antenna last night. I think it was 922 he was talking with. And yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to get my hands on a tower with one of those rotary things for like a television antenna. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, in CB, there's a lot of, I told him 10, 15 miles, you know, talking about maybe like an antenna up on the roof high up there. But there's a lot of variables there, because you have a half-wave antenna, quarter-wave, and then you have full-wave. And the full-wave antennas are long, the radiator, the vertical part, very long, very tall. And, you know, but with full-wave, you know, you get out there really good. And beams. Beams are another thing. The best, like I said, I told him, I said I used to run TDL beams, TDL-2s in Detroit. I had the beams on a tower, and then on my roof I had a ground plane. Because when your beams, man, you only hear whatever direction they're pointed in. That's mostly who you hear. You barely hear anybody coming in from the side door or back door. So that's why you have a ground plane up there. You keep the ground plane on. Say, like, somebody to the west of me is calling me, and my beams are pointing north. Well, then I hear, I know the guy, I know he's west of me. I'll swing the beams around to the west and then turn the switch for the beams and talk to him off the beams there, roger.
Yeah, copy that. That's interesting. Well, Dave, I'm going to go on the quiet side, and I got to get some stuff done here. Nice talking with you. Thanks for the info. And I'm going to go quiet for a little bit. That's WSAA 336. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, it's Brian. I think I get it. Are you? Wait a minute, now I got to bring up my thing to see, I'm getting really screwed up at names. I'm not sure if that's the right one. I didn't hear the, well, anyway, 336, we'll just leave it at that. I'm still waking up here. I'm all screwed up, so. But, yeah, anytime you need it, you know, I'm here to help, too. So, anytime, need to ask anything, or just chat even, man. It's good chatting with you. We'll get around to it there. All right, my friend, well, you have yourself a good day. Sounding good to the repeaters. And I'll talk to you later. WSZ 793, and I'm quiet listening.
Morning, Tyler, Dave. WRWB 49. What's going on with you? Well, I guess Dave's radio must have took a crap.
My radio must have what?
Oh, I thought maybe it crapped out or something. I didn't hear you. What's going on?
Nothing. Getting ready to get my butt up here. Go see if the coffee is done. I need more coffee, man. I'm craving it right now, and I made a pot, and hopefully it's done. So I'll be back in a few minutes at WSOZ 793. I'll be back.
Roger, I'll be here.
This
is WSID 817 monitoring.
WSID 817, this is WSAA 336, got a copy.
Hey, good morning, Chuck. How are you doing this morning? Go ahead.
Really good, man. It's Friday, and it's a good day out there.
Yeah, Roger. It's much cooler than usual. 64 degrees out, a little bit of fog. I slept well last night, woke up on time, so we're on our way to having a good day, and it's Friday. So, yes, I am looking forward to the weekend. I was planning to do some camping, but they need some help over at the shelter training new people, so that's what we're going to be doing this weekend, and I got to go to the hospital to go pick up my volunteer my badge and Ducky's badge. We each get a badge for volunteering.
That's from the hospital, you said?
Yeah, I do that at my Michigan hospital.
Oh, Roger that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Where my mom is, they said the activity director said that they have a person that brings a dog in over there. And so he asked her if she liked dogs because every once in a while they bring it in. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're going in this afternoon at 2 for a quick visit. I used to pick up badges, and I got to get TB tested. But I'll be wandering around afterwards because Station, gosh, it's been so long since she's been on here, but Lori, Station 305, you know, she's going to be working today, so I'm going to go visit her there since we're already going to be there. We'll be walking around. What floor is your mom on, if you don't mind me asking?
No, she's not there. She's at the Wellspring. It's Wellspring Covenant Rehab Center, and that's where I was referring to.
All right. Oh, okay. Gotcha. I made it sound like she was also at my Michigan. So, all right. Yeah. That's all I got going on today. You got any plans today or this weekend or anything?
Yeah, I got to help a guy out today, a friend of mine, and then I think I'm gonna run out if I got time. Run out and work on some wiring at my uncle's place.
Roger that, Roger. All right, well, I guess I gotta get another mug of coffee here, but I'm still waking up, and my brain isn't on all the way, so, but I'm sure we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Very good, Mike. You have a good day, and yeah, hope you have a good weekend. I'll be talking with you, but I'm glad everything's working out for you. Sounds like you're really getting involved with the community, with the dogs and everything. That's really good. I'll talk to you later. It's WSAA 336. I'll be clear and monitoring. WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSCT 257, give me mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, time from WRWB 49. WSBQ 996, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49.
Whiskey 7, Charlie Zebra, 10, mobile, throwing my mic into the mix.
Now, what's going on there?
Nah, not a whole lot, just got off of work, running a couple quick errands, and then going home, going to bed.
Yeah, I copy. Yeah, I used to do midnight. Here's it. Adventure for me.
For the most part, I don't mind it. Every once in a while, it gets a little tough if I get stuff piled up during the day, but I try to keep a pretty tight rein on that.
Yeah, I copy that, I do. Yep, I used to do midnights years ago, and now I just normally work days and sometimes afternoons.
Roger that. I do four overnights and then a second and then essentially off for 3 days.
I take it you must work in like a hospital or EMS or fire.
Sorry, I just got to switch machines there. I'm just kind of in between two of them, so I just switched to Flint and I didn't catch what you said.
You work in like the emergency services department, or you're like working a hospital?
I work in a hotel. I used to do emergency services a million years ago. That was a crazy schedule.
The reason why I ask, because a lot of, like, EMS, fire, hospitals, they always tend to give out those goofy kind of shifts.
My shift was kind of assigned to me slash negotiated a little bit. I like working the second on Sunday, because then I have essentially, you know, if I work overnight on Sunday, I spend all day Monday sleeping, so I essentially lose a day off. So working second on Sunday gives me that extra day, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I gotcha. Schedule kind of varies too. I work at the in-home care provider, so it's always fluctuating.
Oh yeah, I definitely get that. Where are you located at there, my friend?
2TH is Clinton Township, but right now I'm traveling east here on Metropolitan Parkway, heading towards 94.
Well, roger that. I'm over here in Montrose right now, which is just west of Cryo, and I'll be cutting north up into Saginaw here in a few miles.
Yep, I know the area. I got a, well, my sister, she lives in Bird, and, you know, I got to go through all that way to get to her house. I mean, well, there's several different ways I can get up north, but I like to take the scenic route, get out through 69, back out to 75.
I try to avoid that 75-69 junction whenever I can. It's nice if I'm not going south. If I got to go west, it's pretty nice because then I live right off 13. I can take 13 all the way down at 69 and completely avoid all that.
Well, I'm coming from, you know, Macomb County, so a lot of times I like to avoid Auburn Hills if I can, because it's always a cluster muck during rush hour traffic, especially by the Chrysler Tech Center.
I was just down that way a few weeks ago. My partner and I had an event to go to down there, and geez, I thought I hated driving up here. I almost hate driving down there worse.
Parents live, you know, they're way up there in Gladwin, and it's like they have no traffic, you know, and they're always bragging about it. It's like, oh, we can do whatever we want, no traffic. You know, it takes us, you know, only a few minutes to get from here to there. Like, yeah, whatever, you know, don't rub it in.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. Yeah, I'm familiar with Gladwin. My partner just moved to Midland. They used to live out in Coleman, so yeah, I know that area too, unfortunately.
Pretty knowledgeable throughout the whole state. You know, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't like to sit around. You know, I like to do stuff.
I've only been in Michigan about 2.5 years, so the majority of my running around has been primarily Saginaw, Tuscola, Bay County. That's pretty much what I'm familiar with. I've been branching out a little bit more, but not too often.
Okay. Yep, know what Tuscola is, Lapeer, Sanilac, Huron. Been all through there. Fort Huron, you know, St. Clair County. Been all through there.
Yeah, I lived in Vassar for about a year and a half, and then I've been out here in Saginaw for about a year and a half now.
To go camping at that, where's that, I think that was Vassar, with an M90 and, what the hell is that? The place was called Suter's Recreational Area. It's still there.
I know there's the Wesleyan Campground, and then there's another one I'm not 100% sure what the name of it is there. It's on, I can never remember the names of these roads. I want to say it's on Sanilac.
What I'm talking about is right off M90.
That's something different then, because I'm not familiar with that road.
Yeah, it's a road that runs like east and west. It's in the thumb.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of camping spots around there, and then the further north you go, obviously, they become more frequent.
Yeah, WRWD-49. There's another one around there, too. I think it's just outside of Columbiaville. I think it was called the Genesee County, it's the Genesee County Park, but it's got a campground connected to it.
The one that I was thinking of in Vassar that eluded me for a minute, it's Berwanaga campground there.
Not familiar with that one.
Yeah, well, you got Saginaw Road and Sanilac Road that run parallel to each other east and west, and I can never remember which one is which, but it's on one of them, too.
I gotcha. Another one I go to a lot is that one there in Davidson, Outdoor Adventure.
Oh, yeah, down there on 15, yep. There's another one a little ways up, kind of before you get to, Millington, before you get there, what's it called, Otter Lake, I believe, there's a campground over there, too, right off 15.
Heard of that one. Never been there, but I've heard of that one. I think my sister and her husband, I think they went there one year with some friends.
Yeah, I've never been to it, but I've heard it's pretty nice there.
Okay. That, and I've been to that one there in Algonac, which is in St. Clair County there, right off M-29.
And there was one my partner and I looked at one day. I can't even remember where it was. It was somewhere up in Midland County somewhere. But there was a nice little campground there. You could rent like little cabins and such on a tiny little lake. And I think it was a county park, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know about that one. I've been to that one there in Standish by the casino. Been there a couple times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking further out west. Gosh, I wish I could remember where it was. I can't even remember now. I travel so much nowadays, it seems like I never get out of the car when I'm not working, and then I can't remember where I've been half the time.
Yeah, Roger. Now, you said you weren't originally from here, so where were you originally from?
I moved up here from Indiana, but I grew up just outside of New York City.
Copy that. So you've been all over the map.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've been born and raised here all my life, you know, in the Mount Clemens area, so...
Yeah, Roger, that. There might be one more move in my lifetime, that'd be about it. I'm pretty content in the area that I'm in now, but there might be some changes coming around next year. We'll just have to kind of see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, your area's fine, but once you get into downtown Flint, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we're, my partner and I are talking about the possibility of maybe getting a house on the, somewhere on the outskirts of Bay City, or somewhere between Bay City and Saginaw, but, we're not quite sure yet what we want to do.
Well, there's always Penn County. That's a nice area.
Yeah, I go up that way every once in a while. They got that nice little flea market up there that I like to go to every now and again when I got time.
Yep. Yeah, they got that. They got the cheese factories, and you're not too far from the casino in Standish, Eagle's Landing.
Yep, I've been up there a few times. I went to one cheese place there up in Pinconning, and I was, I guess it was the original Cheese Hogs, and I was kind of disappointed in the experience. It seemed like they had more crackers and wine than they did cheese. I was not super impressed with that visit.
I haven't been there in, like, what, 35 years, that factory. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's right there when you come off 75, just on the right-hand side next to that McDonald's. And then I guess the rumor had, at least what the lady there was telling me, was that Cheese Hoss down here in Frankenmuth that's really popular. I guess the person that owns that used to work for this other place and stole all the recipes and stuff, so there's supposed to be some big court battle or something going on. I don't know.
Never knew that. But I've been to both. Especially that one in Frankenmuth. I lives right outside of Frankenmuth. I've been there, you know, a half a dozen times.
Now, before I moved up here and I was traveling up to, on my days off to see the family, I used to go there all the time. Once I moved up here, I stopped going. It's like the novelty wore off.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, it's good chatting with you here. I finally reached my destination, so I will talk to you later. Have yourself a good day. This is WRWD 49, and we'll be clear.
Yeah, Roger, I'm just a few minutes away from my destination as well. Have a good one. Be safe. Nice chatting with you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, A10.
WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning there, Bob. Sorry, a little late here. I was busy trying to open up one of these sausage pancake Julie's on a stick. He's trying to get it open, man. You gotta be all you can be, I guess. But good morning to you, WSSC 793.
Morning, 793. Yeah, I get it. Eggs come in a carton, light bulbs come in a carton, and you need a pair of scissors, an X-Acto knife, to get into a pack of batteries. I get it, brother.
Yeah, I was in the middle of wrestling with it, wrestling with the end there, trying to get it to rip open, you feed up, and then I figured, well, I'll just keep wrestling until I get it open, and I'll, you know, say hello. So how you doing this morning, man? What's happening over there?
Pretty much the same as every other day there, Dave. Run the dogs this morning. Picked all the vegetables, and tomatoes, and zucchini, and green beans, and strawberries out of the garden, and just kicked back having my first cup of coffee for the day, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that don't sound like a bad idea, some coffee. I probably could use a little bit more. You, see, what is this, August? You, your garden done more or less done producing, or was this pick just picked, you know what I mean? The garden ain't done yet, is it?
Not at all. Depending on the first frost, I typically produce until the middle of October up here. That, again, as I said, all depends on the first frost, but no, let's see, last year I canned 460 jars, and this year so far I think I'm into about 280 jars. And then looking forward to deer season. My cousin down there in the thumb invited me down this year, and him and his son slayed him last year, so looking forward to putting some deer meat in the freezer again, and then avid fisherman, so I always keep fishing there. No, but the garden, typically, like I said, mid-October, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that. When I lived up in the thumb, taking care of my pop's an avid gardener. He knows his stuff, and he taught me everything, and we had a garden. It was probably an acre, maybe half an acre to an acre, plowed up, and he had to have his garden every year. It was great, though, man. Tomatoes, 72 tomato plants, and 60 cabbage plants, and 60 this, and big-time stuff. But, man, them tomatoes, it got to a point where the back porch and the picnic table, and we had one of them swings in the backyard, a big long wooden chair on the A-frame, you know, you sit down and swing, all full of tomatoes. People would come over, I could go to fix their, you know, they'd bring me their lawnmower or something to fix. I tell them, go around the back, you know, check out the garden. My dad would load them up with bags of... I just forgot about when the garden, you know, when it's time to stop there. I kind of lost memory of that.
Roger that. Well, as you can imagine, being 100% disabled veteran, living on a fixed income, my retirement, grow the garden. I've been growing it here since about when I retired up here in 2010, and quite the money savings. I don't mind it. It's a labor of love, and I hate picking weeds. Roger.
Yeah, it was. Even with us, you know, I'd run the tiller down the rows every week. I used to love it after I tilled it, how great it looked, you know, the dirt. Instead of the white-colored or tan-colored dirt, you know, tried up dirt, be all nice and black, and the plants, and in contrast, and he would go out there with a hoe every other day or so and hoe around the plants, and I'd go out, if I seen him doing it, I'd come out with one and we'd hoe around the plants, and then we'd have fun. Right, looking through the tomato plants, trying to find them big fat green worms. Them ugly suckers, them ones that ate the tomato plants and stuff. We'd be out there with a flashlight at night. because them suckers can disguise themselves really good against the plant. You gotta really look. But usually on the ground, there'd be a lot of little poop, little dark, little black dots. It means that there's something. There's one of them. And plus, you can see the chewed leaves. And we'd go through each plant, and we'd carefully, meticulously search for them ugly green big worms. I know you know what I'm talking about there, Roger.
Roger, that I do. That I do. Discovered a trick here a little while back, taking red pepper, like the stuff you give it a Pizza Hut to put on your pizza, that fake stuff, and sprayed it around the garden this year, and I'll tell you what, the old chipmunks left my strawberries alone, and I think I've got, 16, 17 quarts of some good strawberry jam so far. So, all right, Dave, I think we've eaten up our 5 minutes here. We'll let the channel roll, and always a pleasure to talk with you. You know that, and I'm sure we'll do it again. Get back to your breakfast and get that coffee. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your partner, sir.
Yeah, Roger, Bob. Sorry about the long wind in this. You brought up the garden and got me thinking back to the days up there in the thumb. I actually had a good time gardening. I didn't mean to get long-winded about it. But, all right, very good. Always good talking to you. You're sounding great, as usual. No hiss, no nothing. Just all for you. And I hope you have yourself a really great day. And, it's always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. You take care of yourself. Enjoy your garden. WSOZ 793, and I'm quiet listening.
WSID 817 monitoring.
817 WRGP 544. How are you on this fine day, sir?
Yeah, very good, Bob. I'm doing just fine. I slept great last night, woke up, hit the ground running, and got my coffee in. I got my Friday morning meeting done, and I don't have anything going for the rest of the day, and it's Friday. So, all good things, my friend. How are you?
Sounds like you're living a dream. All systems go here, no complaints. Woke up, worked the dogs, worked in the garden, and sitting back and enjoying my second cup of coffee for the day there. Looks to be a beautiful day. Sunshine, high of 98 up here today, Roger.
A high of 98, you must mean 78 or 88 or something. That's pretty warm. But that does sound good. I think it will. The weather will be very cooperative today, so I was, what am I doing? The Gigaparts has a sale going on today, and they got me. They got me again. They put the Yaesu 150R on sale, and I couldn't resist it. I already have one, but I wanted to grab another one. so they got me.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I got a Radio Shack full of radios myself. And no, hi, plenty of sunshine, and the old weatherman here says high of 89 today. Is what it is.
That's fantastic. That's pretty warm, though. Yeah, I don't know how warm it's supposed to get up, get down here, but maybe 85, 86 degrees, it says. So we'll see. Yeah, it's pretty warm up there, so stay cool and drink plenty of coffee and water there, so, and take care. I was supposed to go into the hospital to go get my badge and get TB tested, but now my contact needs to step out of the office, so I'm delaying that till probably next week. So the quest continues. I was planning to do that this afternoon, but I guess I'll sit around and work on something for work like I'm supposed to be doing anyway. So that's all I got for you today. I just enjoy the day and take care of yourself and your family. So take care. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
817, appreciate all that. You do the same. Be safe. And keep doing what you're doing. You always sound good on the old network here. All right, my friend, always a pleasure to have you in my receive. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring the frequency.
WRPS 211. Anybody out there know what the frequency channel is up there by Fort Crescent for the MIA network? Over. Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211, Sheboygan County Bob. Got your ears on, over.
That I do, sir. WRZP 544.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Quick question for you. I wasn't sure if there was a repeater that's up there by Fort Crescent that's on this network, this link. If you knew, I figured you probably would if there was one. Over.
Not that I'm aware of. Sheboygan seems to be the furthest noise, north that MIA is currently hooked up with. Roger.
Roger. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I'll be clear of the channel and monitoring. WRPS 211. Clear.
211, Roger that. Yeah, check my GMRS or what's the other one? Repeater.com. There's plenty of private repeaters and open repeaters up this way as well. All right, be good, be safe, and travel safe. WRZP 544.
WSTH 922 monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Morning, or good afternoon now. 257, WSET 922, I'm mobile too.
It is a beautiful day, finally not too hot. Definitely enjoying it on my drive home from the office here for my lunch. Drive safely, 922 WSCT257.
All right, buddy. Sounding real good. WSCH922, I'll be clear.
Good afternoon, all. E710. Monitor.
Hey there, station. This is WSCT257. Just want to let you know, you're a little quiet there for me, and I lost a bit of what you're saying, but, yeah, I could barely make you out. It might just be me, because I'm mobile as well, so I got a bit of background noise, but couldn't make out everything you were saying, WSCT257.
Copy that, 257. Have a good day. Thank you. They're on your final.
Roger that. Yeah, you're still just really quiet, and there's a bit of static to you, so sounds like you're dropping out here and there. Yeah, you have a good day as well. This is WSCT257. I'll be monitoring.
WSGH922 in the mobile.
WRZP544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Guess what? We're monitoring the frequency.
WSOC 793, listening.
WRWS 538 Mobile. 793 Dave, WRZP 544.
Yeah, come on, Bob. What's happening?
Checking in on you, my friend. Again, pass your numbers on to Jack, and I'll make sure that I let him know to pass mine on to you. I just picked some killer zucchini, and I was remembered our conversation from earlier. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. I believe Jack has my number. He has permission to give it to you if you want it. I give him permission whether he's listening here or not. He's supposed to send me his number, but I haven't received it yet. I sent him my phone number in an email. He said he got it, and then he told me he's texting his number. It hasn't happened yet. It ain't no big deal. But he's got my number, and you have permission. He has permission to give it to you.
Roger that. Roger that. I've got his landline and his digits. I'll give him a holler and let him know. Yeah, I was thinking about you guys out there this afternoon. Curled back in the house here. It's getting a bit frosty out there this evening, so kicked back in the house and thought I'd say, hey, always good to hear you, Dave, in here. And you're certainly an asset to the AMIA network. And if I may, please continue to remind people this is an emergency network we're hooked to. And we pause between transmissions should there be an emergency. Roger, Dave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always pause between transmissions. I don't, I know some people out here like to clip key. So there's a one person on the clip, on key, the other person keys right up. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I got nothing against it. It ain't me doing it, so. Yeah, but it's the wise thing to do is to let it pause between transmissions there, Roger.
That's what we call proper radio etiquette, my brother. I'm just asking for your help to spread the word. It goes on, I get quick, it happens, and we all want to give that radio check. But I get it, but again, Dave, you're an upright operator, and it's always been a pleasure to have you here in my home, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Bob. Well, coming from you, that compliment makes me feel pretty good. I appreciate it. I'm good. It made me feel good hearing you say that. You know, I got the other, not to brag or nothing like that, I got other people out here sort of saying the same thing, and it feels good, you know, but I tell them, oh, come on, you know, I'm just working my roots. You know, that's all I'm doing. I like talking on my radios, and when I do, you know, I follow the proper etiquette. I, you know, take it easy in between key-ups, and, you know, like I said, I don't put key or anything, but thanks, man. I really appreciated that compliment.
You bet, brother. And if you've been on the network anytime, Jack will tell you, there was a gentleman here, Dom, who's a great inspiration and heavily involved in MIA. We'd often have late-night QSOs, and keep in mind, this is a network. More than one person can key in, and we can have a round robin and talk, but we'd have some late-night gets-together, and often Jack and I'll have a few, and I'll have to give you a lecture ring and have you pull in the frequency, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that, well, that's the same with me. If I'm out here having a QSO with somebody, somebody else breaks and, you know, let them in and stuff, you know. And then when we're done or when they're done, they'll say, you know, sorry for, you know, getting into your QSO and stuff. I tell them, I say, there's nothing to be sorry about, man. That's what it's all about. You got something to say, come on in and say it. You know, it ain't all one-on-one. I like it when I'm having a QSO or, you know, somebody's having a QSO with me, talking about a certain something, and somebody else comes in there with their ideas or thoughts, and I like that. You know, it's like a round table, I call it. You know, it's just a little rough. The only rough part is trying to key up without somebody else keying up there, okay?
And you hit the nail on the head, my brother. Yeah, it's called proper etiquette again. That's why it's a network. People may key in at any time. But there is a protocol. Dave, like right now, I'll turn the network over to you should anyone want to ring in. And then you ring them in, they'll say their say, even if it's just to come in and say hello. And then when they're done, they'll say, I turn it over to so-and-so, you know. And that's what the whole QSO is about. Roger, brother.
Horseshit. No, you're right, yes. It's bowling. Either I'll forget who I'm supposed to turn it over to or anything like that. I know that's the proper way is, but you know, I tend to forget, wait a minute, who's next here? I forgot who I'm taking from. But I try to keep it. You know, because I like the round, what I call the round tables or whatever. I like having, you know, people jumping on the QSOs and you know, with their thoughts and everything and stuff, and then we all get it rolling. You know, there's nothing to be, you know, when they say sorry about, you know, messing up your QSO or you know, interrupting your QSO or something, then I tell them there's nothing to be sorry about, man. You know, that's what it's all about. Come on in, and if you got something to say, come on in and say it, you know, and we, you know, we roll it around there. Yeah, that's where I get mixed up, though, is where who I'm supposed to hand it to, okay?
Don't you worry about that. I get mixed up and confused myself, so don't you worry about that, brother. It's nothing but a thing. We're all here to learn and communicate with one another. So, Dave, following protocol, WRZT 544 for identification purposes. We're going to go ahead and sign up. We used our nickel, and we'll keep an ear on the frequency. Clear on your final, sir.
Yeah, roger that, Bob. That's why, too, when the repeater comes out IDing itself, whether it's the woman or the Morse code, that I like to try to wait for it to be done. I try not to key over the ID because I'm not sure if I'm making it over the ID, so I'll wait for whatever ID to ID and then get out of the way, and then I'll come back in there. All right, Bob, very good, man. It was great talking to you. Yeah, go ahead and get it off of Jack, and we'll get into it there over the phone. So, you have yourself, till then, you have yourself a great day. You sound great through the repeater. And, you know, stay cool and, you know, all that other good stuff there. I'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm back listening.
Station 544, WIUG 38, copy.
WRZT 544, over. Hello, my brother. How are you on this gorgeous day?
Beautiful day, Bob. Nice and a little bit warm, which is no problem at all. How are you doing? I heard you on Dave's number, correct?
That is correct, Jack. You copied that precisely, and you can pass mine on to him there. Yeah, all systems go here, Jack. We're currently at 84 degrees, beautiful sunny skies, a little cloudy, and been picking out the big zucchini out the garden, Roger.
That's good. Zucchini is always good. Slice that zucchini, put some olive oil, and put it on the grill. You talk about delicious food, Bob, and that's what it is. Get that zucchini sliced up, put it on the grill, and put some olive oil and eat it with the bread. With a little bit of bread, not too much. You're going to get fat that way. Roger?
Roger that. Good copy. No, I'll put them on a skewer with shrimp and olive oil and a little bit of parsley and maybe a hint of sage on them while I cook them on the barbecue there and make skewers out of them. So, yeah. Tomatoes are going wild. Corn's coming in great. I got more beans, and Carter's got pills. So, good garden this year. I'll copy over.
Roger that, brother. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, what I'm going to do then, send you Dave's phone number. Or you want me to send it to him, except to you, whatever you want.
Both ways, Jack. That way there's no excuses, Roger.
Got it, brother. No problem at all. All right, Bob. Let me do a little bit of work here, send you the numbers. You take care. And we'll talk again. WIUG 48.
WRZT 544. Jack, you got it, my brother. And thank you again for handling that there. And you're right. We'll talk later. And by the way, I dreamt about Don the other night, so that tells you what's going on in my head. WRZT 544, as always, clear of monitoring the network.
WSFT 902.
What's that in the 902? WSRZ 793 IG.
I just wanted to give a quick holler out to Sheboygan Bob and Jack there for real quick, but how's your day going?
My day's going all right so far. Can't complain about nothing. Hey, go ahead, man. Bob's out there and Jack's out there. Give him a shout. Say hello.
Just did. So hi, Sheboygan Bob, and hello, Jack.
Hello, 902. I haven't heard you out there in a long time.
Yes, sir, that is correct. I hear you guys on my scanner more than I pick up the handheld, but I jump in there every once in a while.
No problem, anytime. No problem at all. All right, good talking to you. I got a little work here to do. Send us some text messages. So we'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. Have a great day. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.
Great channel.
Go ahead, Bob.
Good afternoon. I'll have a hand right back to you and yours as well. Yeah. I'm going to say, three scanners running here at least. So always good to hear you on the network. And as always, from my home to yours. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and your weekend, Roger.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, last time I talked to you, I was up in Petoskey, I do believe, and we had a problem with repeaters being linked up, but yeah, I got to talk to you mostly every morning up there, so. Anyhow, yeah, you have a blessed day, and
I remember the QSO as well. As always, keep doing what you're doing and best to you and yours. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the network.
How's that? Okay, what's happening?
Hang on a second. Hey, Bob. Go ahead, Dave. WRZP 544. I've been curious, what's the closest repeater to Petoskey?
Currently, the East Jordan, private, not a repeater, not linked, Petoskey repeater, not linked, and a Sheboygan County GMRS repeater that has still yet to be repaired. So the only link is Sheboygan County at the current time. Roger that.
Yeah, right to that. So I'm assuming that's the repeater that you and 902 talk to each other off of, Roger.
Roger that. And if you understand the location to where I am and the repeater, we've actually talked as far up as Brimley, which is up to the lighthouse there, almost northwest, across the bridge. And, of course, that's water and condition. So, yeah, this is the last repeater as far as north goes, Ted.
All right, Bob. Very good, man. Appreciate it. That's all I wanted to know. I just was wondering, that's all. And you answered my question. It's good enough for you. All right, brother. I'll talk to you in a minute. WFZ 793.
That's 793. And I'll also put my two sensors on. Now, we did quite a bit of simplex up here for those folks who are wired for that during the isothermal. Also, nice. Again, they will be RZT 544, clear, and turning the network over.
Roger, then. Yeah, 902, you still in there?
Yeah, Roger, I'm still here.
I'm just sitting here. I was on the back porch for a little bit. Hour or two. I didn't have the radio with me. I had my little short waver. There was nobody out here, and I didn't want to sit out here and listen to dead air, you know, or whatever. It's got FM radio on it, but I don't like FM. So I'm back in here. Nephew stopped by. So I just sent this butt out to McDonald's. Get me a burger. And I'm just sitting here waiting for him, and I don't know, dorking around here, okay?
Blake?
How's that?
Dave, I'm going to give you a call right now. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Go ahead, Jack. I've got the phone right here.
Dave.
Yeah, Jack, I just discovered, too. My phone's dead. I got to throw it on the charger. Hold on, let me turn this off. What can I do for you?
The last four is 8594, correct?
No, it's not. It's 4842. Hang on before you call me, I got something going on here real quick, and the phone said I want to put some charge in the battery for it. Just give me a minute, Jack, a couple minutes, okay?
Go ahead. WIUG 488.
Station 488, WSGH 922.
What's happening, Greg? And how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jack. I just wondered how that Amish girlfriend of yours is doing.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I'm still laughing about it.
You know what his answer was? His answer, he said, you're right. He can't be late every day to have the morning brew. That's what he was telling me. I said, yeah, it's always like that.
Oh, I love it, Jack. I got to start getting up earlier. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, no problem. I will talk a little bit. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, we're out in the mobile here. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
CRUG 488, WSGAF 896, is that copy?
Go ahead, 896, WRUG 488, how are you doing today?
Not too bad, Jack. I just wanted to see how it's coming through here. I picked up one of those Missouri
771 GM kind of hold your sketch, so that gives a lot better signal. I'm inside the house here. Sounding good. Like I say, be by the window and hold your hand held straight up in the air. But you are sounding good. Roger, with that antenna.
Copy that. Thanks again. Like I said, I'll have to pick up the 72G,
that's magma, I'm kind of seeing it, I've been coming around back and forth, that's the whole day, yeah. I just want to say thank you for giving me a little advice here, as I'm continuing my learning journey here.
No problem, anytime. Really, anytime you like, no problem at all.
And I know that because we tested them, that's why. Not only one, there's about four or five guys, we always test anything. Radios and antennas. All right. Good talking to you. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
How about you too, Jack? WSJF 896 to your model.
WSCY 717, this is WSDA 452.
for you. Gate 452, clear.
Station 544, WIUG 38.
WIUG 544, WIUG 488. Good copy, Jack. Over.
Roger, Bob. I think you have to wait for Dave because I don't see his email here, so he's going to have to send another email on it to me. That way I can verify exactly his phone number. Roger?
Do that. Yeah, I heard his phone went dead. Yeah, so he doesn't have a computer, evidently. He's relying on that old cell phone. Roger that, Jack. I appreciate the 10-5 as always.
No problem, Bob. You're the boss. You take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
No, sir, I'm not the boss. We served in the same sand piles, my brother. You be safe and your family as well, Jack. WRZT 544, clear monitoring.
WRNR 526 mobile, northbound 75.
Found 75, forgive me, I didn't catch the numbers. Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. Yeah, you're making it this far, Roger.
Roger that. This is WRNR 526. Again, I'm northbound 75, north of Gaylord, making my way to the base Mighty Max.
Good deal, sir. WRZT 544 for identification. You're making a good hit up here to the short Boygan repeater. Great modulation and no static in your background there. So far, what I can see on the old maps here, the road's clear, and it's a beautiful evening up north. Roger.
Copy that, and I appreciate the road report. I always do the same. I appreciate that very much. Yep, we are meeting up with some friends there. They're probably in Mackinac City right now, getting out and stretching their legs, and I should be catching up with them here in about 40 minutes. Roger.
Good copy, sir. Yeah, anything we move up this way, please feel free. Typically, I'm around the radio. And good for you, and safe travels to you and yours, and as always, WRZT 544, Sheboygan County Bomb. You be safe now.
I appreciate it, sir. My name is Pete, by the way, Papa Echo Tango Echo, and I was curious, how is this coverage facing this area? Does this repeater cover that area very well?
You're going to hit peaks and valleys between Gaylord and Indian River. Before you hit the Indian River. And then once you get past there, you're pretty good. And we've had good reception across the water, maybe 30, 35 miles out on the other side of the bridge. Roger.
Yeah, very good. Okay, that's good. We're going to be right there just on the north side of St. Igny, and we'll be going over to the island tomorrow. So thank you, sir. Have a great day. WRNR 526.
526, roger that. Yeah, give me a holler when you get over the island. We'll be here again. Safe travels. WRZT 544, stand monitoring the net.
WSCY 717, this is WSDA 452. WSDA 452, clear.
526, portable test. WRNR 526 mobile is taking them.
526, you're making it all the way to Flint. Sound loud and clear. WSGH 922.
Okay, Flint. Oh, we got some good, got the spirit ducking going on. We Yeah. Yep, cross bridge there. Making their way to the campground.
Roger that. Yeah, you got a little bit of static behind you, but, fully readable, so good deal. Yeah, it's working good for you.
Copy that, and thank you for coming back to me. I'm just driving through a nice St. Ignace here. They've got some kind of special Model T here.
Roger that. Yeah, you were dropping in and out there, so you're just a little bit out of range there, but I could hear you. All right, I didn't catch that last one. We'll clear with you, WSGH 922. Have a good one.
WS TV.
Just caught WS and then you faded out there, station. You're not making it in clean.
Thank you there. This is 922.
Yeah, roger that. WSGH 922, Greg here, off the Flint repeater. Go ahead.
All right, sounding good.
Yeah, who I got out there?
Hey, Oakland County.
Roger that. I think I heard Dave in Oakland County. What's your call sign?
Whiskey Sierra 710. The name is Peyton. How about your name?
Roger that, 710. Yeah, my name is Greg, Golf Romeo Apple Golf.
Good hearing from you today. Have a good.
All right, sir, you're breaking up there just a little bit, but yeah, good hearing from you as well. WSGH 922, I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922, hello, WSDM 993.
Hey, Chad, you're coming in loud and clear. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. That was St. Ignace we had in there a few minutes ago.
Yeah, roger that. Yep, he was coming across the UP there, heading towards Drummond Island.
Yeah, copy that. Must be Sheboygan repeater, eh?
Roger that one.
Copy that. Well, I heard you in there. I just wanted to jump in and say hello, my friend. I hope all is well. Otherwise, we'll let you get back to your business there. But just wanted to jump in and say hello. So you have yourself a good rest of your day, and We'll definitely talk with you soon again, I suppose. But for now, you take care, and this will be WSBM 993. We'll be back monitoring after yours.
Okay, Chad, thanks for the shout-out. Good talking with you, and we'll talk again. WSGH 922, I'll be clear and listening. How about a 448? How about a jack you by the band? How about a Sheboygan 5? 544, I think it is. You around? Guess not. I'm putting no rides around Sheboygan 5. Or Jack out there. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet listening. That radio station out there transmitting, you're not making it through the repeater. It's very noisy. Can't make out what you're saying.
Dave, 793. WIAG 48, you're going to have to send me another email.
Yeah, all right, Jack, that's what I was wondering. All right, I'll take care of that. I went through the emails, see what I sent you, because you sent me two addresses, if you remember, and the one address I sent you an email said you didn't get anything, but I tried the other, you said you got it. And that's when I had my phone number on it. Yeah, I'll send it again, man. No problem.
Send it to a Gmail.
That's the one that made it through was the Gmail. The other one, I don't remember what it was, AOL or something, but that one you didn't get, but the Gmail one you did get, so I'll send it through Gmail. I got your name up on in the mailbox or my mail or whatever. All I got to do is click on it and go ahead and take care of it.
No problem. Talk later. WIAG 48.
Roger, Roger. We will. WSFZ 793 and I'm back quiet. All right, Jack, if you fell out there. I sense it. I hope it's sent, man. This Yahoo Mail dude is starting to keep me off, man.
Got it. Thank you. I'll text you my phone number.
Okay, good. And like I said, you can go ahead and give us a pop, too. You can go ahead and let him have it, too, there, Roger.
Got it. Talk to you,
WIAG 48. That's that. WSFZ 793.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Why are you always monitoring, man? What are you, nosy? Easy, Chad, just messing with you, Jesus Christ. This is more and more like the TV radio every day. Oh no, don't say that. Don't say that. If my joking around out here is starting to make it sound like one, then if it's on me, I quit doing it. You know what my thoughts are about that. I can just imagine. Yeah, I can too, and it's not good.
793.
993 from 993.
Dave, did you get my text?
Yeah, I got it, Jack. I'll text you back in a sec. Yeah, come on, Chad.
Yeah, what were they saying about CB out here?
It might have been my fault, I think, because you came in, you were monitoring. And you know me, remember when you called me and I answered the phone, I screamed, what? What do you want? You know, just having a little phone with you. And you came out here and said you were monitoring. I said, why are you monitoring all the time? I said, what do you do, a nosing? You know, then I told you I was just kidding with you. I don't know, maybe that was at me. I have no idea. But God knows, don't want this turning into no CP. No. It was. Well, my apologies, and you know, I was just having some fun with Chad. I just razzing him. He called me on the phone, and I answered the phone, and I said, what do you want? I screamed it, and he wasn't sure it was me. He was going to hang up. I was just in the mood today, but, nah, man, I didn't mean nothing by it. I ain't trying to turn this into no CB. I guarantee that, though. So, but, yeah, I got to take care of this business here. And I'll be back on in a minute there. WSFG 793, I'm out for a sec.
Copy that, Dave. WSBM 993, we'll be back monitoring.
All right, then. While I'm on the mic, how about station 902? You still around, or what? WSFG 793, call in.
Hey, I just text Bob your phone number.
Yeah, okay, yeah, appreciate it. I sent you a text back letting you know that I got you saved in my contacts. You know, so whenever the phone rings or you text, it comes up your name and crap. So, all right, we got it straightened out. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it.
No problem, Dave. Take care. WIUG 48 clear.
Yeah, this is Yahoo Mail. It's driving me crazy. I don't know, I ain't going to go into all of it, but I had to screw around a bunch just to send something to you, and, you know, wants ID, and are you who you are, and, you know, Jesus.
That is Yahoo and MSN, MSN is very hard to get in, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, my old Yahoo account, which I've had for a lot of years and used it and everything, and then sometime back I went to get into it, put in the name, password and everything, and it comes up and says, are you really who you are? We're going to send a we'll send a code to whatever phone number I had to the phone I had at the time, which is, I haven't had the phone I got, I threw away about 15, 20 years ago. So it'll send a code to that. You know, and I'm like, well, I don't even have the phone. So I went in and I tried to screw around and see if I could put my new phone number in and stuff. And I don't know, man. It was so messy that I just went and opened another account and using my new phone number here. But trying to send a message, the message back to you, I had to screw around with all 50 different things, man. I'm like, come on, man. What happened to just, you know, putting the recipient's name address up there and, you know, typing in your message and hit send. You know, what happened to that? I got to go through all this stuff to send it.
Yahoo does that. They did it 3 times for me. Then they tell me, okay, there's another way. What is your other email? I sent another email and said, no, we don't have that. I couldn't get in, then I called them. One day I had to call them. Tell them, look, I can't get in my emails from you guys. So then they walked me through it, and I said, that's it. I'm not going to do that with you. I just forget about Yahoo. That's why I'm on with the Gmail.
You know, that was the thing, too. After I was trying and tried and tried, it said, if you have problems, just call. You can call Yahoo. I'm like, man, I ain't calling Yahoo. I ain't going to call them and, you know, get somebody I know who doesn't speak English and try to work this out. I just went ahead and opened another account. It was simpler there.
Right, they don't speak English. They're all from Philippines. Everybody who calls the Philippine man comes out. He doesn't know. Blah, 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 just like that. Well, wait a minute. What are you saying? It happened to me before anyhow. All right, Dave. Talk later. WIUG 48.
Sounded like Trump. Well, before you go, Jack, before I let off, yeah, you ain't that funny? You call somebody, you know, press one for English. You press one, you get somebody on you that, you know, and I have to sit there and go, pardon me, what was that? And I have to try to, I can't make out what they're saying, but I learned to decipher and figure out as they go along. Yeah, I wasn't going to go through all that. All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend, WSSE 793, on the side, quiet. No contact, station 902. You'd be out here. But the FSZ 793 listening.
WSDI 432, mobile and monitoring.
/793, Dave. WRGP 54. Got your ears on?
Yeah, come on, Bob. WSOC 793.
WSOC 793. I got Jag's text. Other than you'll hear from me tomorrow, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that. No problem. Once you call me, I'll put you, save you in my call list there. Yeah, no sweat. Can you call whenever you want to, my friend?
You got it. I'll touch base with you via the old landline. Dave, always a pleasure. WRZP 544, clear. Monitoring the frequency.
All right, Bob. Look forward to it. Talk to you later. Have yourself a good evening if I don't. Because yes, I see you 793 and I'm listening.
Freezing ain't good, buddy.
What was that?
Get it to you later. We're down on the flip side.
Station calling WRZP 544. Sir, you're hitting one man. I have no more to it.
This is WSID 817, and I'm monitoring.
WSSZ 793, back in monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy?
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSDU 844 from WSHR 566.
No, copy. I'm WSGU 844, WSHR 566 cleared, and expiring.
Hey, Kevin, come on back. It's a little bit too quiet out here. This is WSID 817, Mike in Saginaw.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, not too much. I was monkeying around with my radios, and I ordered another radio. I didn't plan on doing it, but I did that earlier today. But, yeah, I'm... was busy working and having meetings today. So how was your day?
Oh, it was good. I just got home from work and my dog is driving me nuts. He wants to, every time I come home, he wants to go in and out, in and out.
Yeah, copy that. He probably just wants to be wherever you are and has some zoomies or whatever, but I have the three dogs, and one of them's kind of spazzy. Well, she's still spazzy, like she's still hopped up, but she's coming down. The one that I adopted a couple months ago, a few months ago now, Cassidy. She's got so much energy, and she, her and Ducky really rely on the walks that I take them on.
Yeah, well, my dog Max is one of a kind. He's an English Springer Spaniel. I bought him for bird hunting, but I didn't train him like I should have because I didn't really know how to train him and stuff, and I didn't have the money to get him done professionally. So he's just a house dog, and yeah, he's full of energy, man. He's 8 years old, but you wouldn't know he's 8 years old.
Yeah, roger that. I love that. My brother did something similar, but with an Australian Shepherd, and you can only imagine how that went. Max is just a house dog, too, but he's got lots of, used to have lots of energy. He's an old boy now, but, I love the dogs, and, I got the three of them. Ducky and I did end up going into the hospital today to go visit patients, not for an emergency visit or anything, but I told my friend Lori that we would be going in there today, and then when my plans with the coordinator had changed, like she wasn't going to be in today, and I told Lori I wasn't going to be able to come in, she said there were too many people that were bummed, so I went in around 2 o'clock and visited a few people today.
Oh, copy that. That's good that the dogs go and talk to people and try to cheer them up.
Yeah, so you got your dog to do bird hunting, and then, you just don't go very often, is that it?
No, I go bird hunting all the time by myself, but I got him when he was a pup, and I didn't know how to train him or nothing, and I didn't have the money to do him professionally, so I think he'd be gun shy anyways because he hears a little noise around here and he's running in my bedroom hiding and jumping on the bed. So I don't think he'd be I never really had him out though, to see, but it just ain't gonna work out. But it's all right. I like the sporting dogs anyways. I had two Britneys before I got Max, so I like the Spaniels and the Hunt dogs. I wanted to get a German short, not short, a wired hair pointer, but those dogs are like $1,000.
Oh, yeah, roger that. Some of those dogs get real expensive. Like my cousin, he's into Huskies, and so he never adopts. He always end up paying it. He'll dole out like $5,000 on a Husky. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, copy that. I had to bring Max in yesterday for his shots, and I had to get the heartworm pills. The heartworm pills over there, the last time I went for a year, were with the heartworm pills and the for ticks and stuff like that, was almost $500. So this year what I did is I got a prescription, and I got them on Chewy.com. They're only like around $100.
Dang, that's a pretty good deal. I don't know, depending on what you feed your dog, Max. I do Simparica Trio. It treats for flea and tick. It has flea, tick, heartworm. It has every kind of, like, it has dewormer in it, so it's like a preventative in case they get into something. But I go camping up north quite often, and there's ticks up there, and I took Cassidy up there without treating her once, and she was, I found probably half a dozen ticks on her in one day. But I treat my dogs with that Simparica Trio. You won't find a tick on them. It's amazing.
He's driving me nuts. He's barking. He wants to eat something. The dog eat all day if I let him. Yeah, I give him I forget what you call it that I give him. Inceptor Plus I give him for his heartworm.
Yeah, I gotcha. I don't know what do you do for the flea and the tick? Say, do you have like a topical treatment or something? I don't know. I'm a firm believer in the monthly edibles, so they're a little bit more expensive, but I think they're more effective. I've been impressed with the Simparica Trio because I don't have any bugs on them, they're never itchy or anything, that's great. But I'm probably going to take them for a walk here in a minute, and I wanted to shout out to somebody at least while I was standing here. Hope you have a fantastic evening, Kevin, and we'll talk again. This is WSID 817, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, nice talking to you. I hope you have a good night, and take your puppy dogs for a walk, and hope to talk to you again. WSHR 566, clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922, listening.
Good afternoon, 92. This is Greg. WSFG793 here. I'll be mad that I forgot your name this morning. I had a brain fart and forgot your name there, Rodney.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but it's all right. No problem at all there, Dave. We're all getting old.
Yeah, Raj. Ain't that the truth? I'm really starting to mess up here. I go in the kitchen. I forget the dog's names now sometimes. Not a joke. I'll go in there and I'll go move whichever one you are. I'll get your name in a minute. Yeah, it's all a part of getting old.
Yeah, I still remember that day you were talking, the dogs are barking, came back and said they were unconscious.
Yeah, I said they're all unconscious now, so ain't no more you want to be hearing them anymore for a while. You know, but I had to throw out the disclaimer to all the dog lovers out there. I'm only kidding. I don't hit dogs. I don't hit them. I don't hit kitty cats. A couple people like it, though. A couple people laugh. They got it.
Oh, we all got it. It was just the way it all went down. It was funny. I tell you what, that was a funny one.
Yeah, good thing. I was just trying to be funny. Some people got it, or you guys got it. Everybody probably got it, but I had a few of them come back and told me that it made them laugh. But I had to throw a disclaimer out there just so people know that I don't do that. I love them. Love them dogs and kitty cats. I mean, I don't have no kitty cats, but they're up there with the dogs. So
Yeah, they're still alive, they're still kicking, and still come running in when I open the refrigerator door and grab one of them craft singles there, and they hear the rapper.
Yeah, I remember those days. I've had a couple labs in my lifetime. I just, not sure I'm going to get another one yet. Now that I'm retired, I think I should, but then I'm like, well, we're going to get a boat, you know, and then I got to take it on the boat with me and travel and maybe a little bit and all that good stuff. But anyways, yeah, I love dogs. Not so much a cat person, but I do love dogs.
Roger that. One of them here, they all know tricks, but one of them here knows how to roll over, stand up, you point the gun at them and with your fingers and shoot, act like you're shooting them and falls down, things like that, okay? So if I go in the kitchen and he's in there, I tell him if they sit, he stands there looking at me, I'll say, lay down, roll over. He stands there looking at me stupid. But if I grab a piece of cheese, you know, a slice from the Kraft wrapper there, boy, he starts going through all the tricks without me saying none, yo. I show him the cheese. All of a sudden, he'll stand up, lay down. I ain't saying none. I'm just standing with a piece of cheese in my hand. He'll roll over and whatever else he does, they're crazy. He'll go through all the tricks without me saying anything.
That's cute. Yeah, that's pretty cool, Dave, yeah. So, Putin and Trump are getting ready to talk here, looks like.
Yeah, I just got done watching YouTube there, NBC News and stuff. They shook hands, they got off the plane and shook hands, all this other stuff, but, you know, I really don't think it's going to go. I don't think he's going to convince him to stop. You know, Putin's determined to get this done, but I don't think he's going to, you know, unless he's going to ask for something really ridiculous or something. He's going to make Trump angry and Trump's going to have to throw the sanctions and whatever else on him, you know. But I don't know. I heard when I first started out here, I heard that you ain't supposed to be discussing politics out here anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So we're not throwing opinions out here or anything like that, wanting to get in a rag too, you know, about politics. I'm just stating we're at a live thing here on the news. That's all.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, politics, even off the radio, I'm not much into, man. You start having politics with somebody, and if they're on the other side, if they're on the left, it just turns into a big argument. Next thing you know, who pulls his gun the fastest is the winner. But I'm going to ask you, though, you think anything's going to come from that meeting? You think Putin's going to cave in?
No, I don't think he will unless he gets land. You know, he wants more land. That's what he wants.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I don't think it's going to go over. You know, I think Trump's going to come home mad and start dealing with it because, you know, it is what it is, though, you know. So, like I said, I think he's wasting his time.
Yep. Zelensky's too hard-headed to give up anything, and Putin is too hard-headed to take any deal. So I'm thinking you're right. He's going to come out. But you know what? It may, something may happen, and, you know, let's pray it does, because this is no good for anybody, in my opinion.
Oh, I agree with you. WSSZ 793 ID. I totally agree with you. It's bad, you know. It's a shame. But, you know, he's got his mind set, and you know, you bring Zelensky in there, you know, Zelensky's gonna start yelling and saying you ain't getting this, you ain't da 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 da. Zelensky'll end up messing it up anyway. Even though they're saying that they're gonna have another meeting and bring Zelensky in, it's just gonna be all messy. You know, it's up to Putin to stop the madness. And like you said, you know, I don't see that happening. But anywho, we'll see how it turns out.
All right, dude, I'm gonna let you go here. We'll clear the air. Let's just hope something does happen and they can end this war. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
Yeah, my friend. Yeah, have yourself a good afternoon. Have yourself a good evening. And we don't talk again. Sounding good through the repeater and all that other good stuff. We'll talk to you later. WSFZ 793, I'm quiet listening.
This is WSIP 284 to WSFZ 793. Do you copy?
What's that, man? Alex, WSIP. What the hell is my call letters again? Oh, yeah. I am getting old. WSFZ 793.
What's up, Dave? I heard you talking. I just wanted to say hello and mention I think that was Chuck you were talking to this morning. You need to get some mushrooms in that coffee these days.
No, I was Greg I was talking to. You know what? It wasn't Greg I screwed up on. It was Chuck. Jesus Christ, man. I just got done apologizing to Greg for something I did to Chuck. That's it, man. I think I'm going to get rid of my gear, man.
Hey, it happens. Like, everybody confuses me for my buddy Jason 841, like, every day. So, it's all good. You know, the same people who get out here chatting a lot, easy mix them up pretty easy.
Oh yeah, I'm batting 100 today. Won't be very long. I'll be being pushed around the wheelchair with a pop over my hands. And that's it. And I don't know. But where you been, man? Haven't heard you in a while.
I've been here. You know, every day I'm monitoring. I've been kind of mobile a lot more lately, so I haven't been as able to get on the radio, but I'm back stationary more so now.
All right. That's very good, son. Another one I ain't heard out here for days is Ralph. I wonder what happened to him. But that's about it. Now, I've been out here most of the day, really. Hasn't been really traffic, and the other side's still turned on, but it hasn't been, you know, heavy traffic out here. Roger.
Yep, roger that. As far as I know, Ralph's doing pretty good. He's on usually in the evenings. He's been out here almost every evening. Sometimes he does call to you, though, but it's probably later than you're on.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. You letting me know that he's all right. Usually, I used to talk to him during the day here about this time. And then we, you know, sometimes we get long-winded with each other and run into the night. But, all right, as long as he's all right, that's all that matters, right, Roger?
Yeah, absolutely, Roger that. I think he had mentioned, you know, just not feeling like getting on the radio a couple days ago, but he's been out here every evening, you know, 9, 10, maybe 11 o'clock.
Yeah, all right. Well, like me,
He was having squelch problems. I figured it out. I figured out what's up. And I was trying to get a hold of him, tell him what's happening. It's weird, but it worked. That's signaling me. Bedtime's coming up soon here. When I start yelling, that means it's starting to get on to me here. But yeah, I'll talk to him when I talk to him. If I stay up later tonight, I'll check and see if he's out here. So what are you doing?
Not a whole lot. I was just talking to my buddies. Just got back in town. He has like a live chicken coop that successfully ran over a week without him there. So that's kind of cool. Other than that, I'm about to head out to McDonald's and get some food.
Yeah, Roger that. My nephew came over a couple hours ago, and I sent him to McDonald's to get me two quarter pounders with cheese and a Coke. And I ate one. I don't know. It tasted like I cooked it. It didn't have that McDonald's taste. I don't know. Maybe I ain't had it in a long time. So I ate one, and that was enough for me. So I had the other one in the bag. I figured maybe I'll eat it before bed or something. And then he came in. I asked him, I said, "Do you eat today yet?" He said, "No, not really, not yet." I told him, I said, "You want that other burger?" He said, "Yeah, you don't want it." I said, "Yeah, go ahead and eat it, man. You got to eat something." I didn't care. I told him, I should have ordered the Big Mac. At least that tastes like McDonald's. But that quarter pounder with cheese, all that tasted like was somebody fried a hamburger in the stove and threw some cheese on it and some onion and stuff, you know.
Yeah, Roger that. That was pretty nice of you. McDonald's actually recently revamped their Big Macs, and they have more lettuce and more sauce on them because people were saying they were kind of dry. And as for quarter pounders, I don't know if this is the case with yours, but since they're made fresh now and not frozen, some McDonald's locations, I've noticed anyways, keep their meat around too long, and it gives them a kind of gross cream cheese taste, and it's literally because they get bad. So anytime that's ever happened to me, I don't go to that particular location anymore, and I stick to basically one McDonald's location, and that's never happened to
me. Yeah, Roger that. Well, McDonald's burger, well, for one thing, back in the day, if I was in somebody's car driving and I ordered a Big Mac, that was the messiest thing ever, trying to pick it up and eat it while you're rolling in the car, you know, and getting all that stuff dripping off of it on your shirt. And it used to be a pretty messy burger, but so good. There's a McDonald's taste. There was a McDonald's taste to them burgers. I can't explain it, but I like the taste of them. But they were so expensive after the BS. But then I looked up the menu prices today, and they're back down, you know, $5. I mean, they're still up there a little bit, but $5 for a four something for a Big Mac and stuff. I mean, yeah, it was better than $8 or $9 last time I looked. So, I told them, I said, "Yeah, give me a couple quarter pounders with cheese." And, wasn't no big deal. Even if it tasted good, you know, McDonald's, I ate the one and that was it, man. I wasn't going to try to get into the second one. And, you know, he told me he hasn't eaten a day. And, so I told him, I said, "You want this other one?" And he said, "Yeah, you don't want it." I told him, "No problem, man." I said, "You got to eat, man. You know, it would be with anybody. You know, if you haven't eaten, and I got something that, you know, I can give you to eat, you know, then I say, you go for it, you know, people got to eat."
Yeah, absolutely, Roger that. Good thing you're looking out for him. That's, helpful to have somebody positive in his life, I'm sure. Some tip I could put you on for McDonald's is if you get the app and you order through the app, you can save, like, an extra 20% off nearly every order for the day that's put in by looking for a specific coupon on the app. And then you can also collect points, so then you can redeem those points for, like, free McDonald's stuff. But if you redeem something, you can't use a coupon on that trip. But you know, their prices are back down, and on top of that, a 20% coupon, and on top of that, you're getting points for free stuff, becomes, like, a crazy value.
Yeah, Roger that. He has the app. This and that. I can get this for you. I can get that. You know. So when I gave him the money, I didn't think about it, man. He could have went through the app and saved a bunch of money and put it in his pocket. I don't care. You know, a few bucks here or there ain't going to hurt me none. You know. But yeah, he helps me out on a lot of stuff. He'll come over and, you know, he'll help me out on certain things and stuff and ask me, you know, you need anything? Do you want me to run up the Burger King for you or something? I'm tired of Burger King, man. Good stuff, but I'm about tired of Burger King. So then I happened to look up, I wanted to see if the McDonald's prices went down, and they did. They're back almost normal. Plus they have $5 specials and 2 for $5 and all this other stuff, and it's like, cool, man, they must have figured out something, because for a while there, they went up. They, when Biden was still in office, they went up, man. They went up so high that I wouldn't buy nothing from them, man. You know, $10 for a Big Mac and all this crapola. But now they're down to reasonable prices again, so I figured I'd give me a couple things. Not a big deal. I still, next time, though, if I have them go, I'm going to get a Big Mac. I want something that tastes like a McDonald's burger.
Yeah, copy that. I've actually been thinking Big Mac myself. I might use my points. I have like 3,000 expiring, and I think a Big Mac is like 6,000, so I might use it right now. Yeah, just about all their items are back down to a reasonable price. Some of them that used to be $1 aren't $1 anymore. Like a McChicken is like $2.59 or something, and I don't know, some of the McNuggets aren't quite as low as they used to be, but yeah, everything seems kind of reasonable for an economy overall that's a little more taxed out than it used to be, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, well, they really raised their prices super high when it hit your dollar, or two dollar doubles, man, went up to four something, and you know, like I said, Big Mac was almost $10, and the chicken nuggets, which you know personally I like. You know, they went way up, man. I thought, crap, man, I ain't getting nothing from this place. I'll go broke. You know, but, yeah, ain't no big thing, man. I gave him the other one. He ate, so he got something in his stomach and asked me if I needed anything else he could do for me, you know. And I told him, no, I'm good, man. I said, I'm going to lay down, have me a nap, and get up and do it all over again. And I eat McDonald's, but get back on the radio and stuff. So he left. He took off.
Copy that. Well, good. You're looking out for each other. And yeah, you're absolutely right about that last administration price hiking there, for sure.
All right, my man. I'm going to go ahead, get on the quiet monitor. See what kind of action goes on out here. Probably nothing. It ain't been bad today, but it ain't been heavy either, like usually, but that's okay too. You get some days, no big deal. But good talking to you, man. You sound good, and hope you're feeling good and everything. And you know, I'll talk to you in a little bit if I don't crash out. If I don't fall asleep in the chair. Or hit the bed, you know, one of the two. Usually if I go to bed, I'll just get out here and say I'm going to bed. But if I fall asleep in the chair, it's a different story. That's a story of my life. WSFZ 793 life. I'll talk to you later, man. I'm back quiet listening.
Always a pleasure to speak with you, Dave. Absolutely. Around 841, sometimes 841 gets on and throws out his 841 at 841. I think Ralph is usually on around then, too, so if you're still around then. I'm going to go ahead and get mobile, pick up this food, so I'll be monitoring, and I will be back later, able to get on the home base here. So, this is WSIT 284. I'll be clearing my range.
After that, I'm clear.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSCV 710, and we're listening.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy?
Hello, Kev, WSGU 844. What's going on?
Nothing much.
You outside? I gave you a phone call earlier.
Hello? No, I left my phone in the truck. Sorry about that.
That's cool. No problem. I left your voicemail.
So what are you up to?
We're just sitting here relaxing, waiting on a pizza.
Yeah, we just got done here. We had fish tonight, so...
What is that? You guys cooked it, or you had it brought to you?
Brought to us.
Cool, from where?
Country Inn.
Was that on North Avenue, 23?
23 and Romeo Plain.
Okay, cool. So they have good stuff there?
Yeah, copy that.
Oh, cool. Just busy day today at work. Besides the one call.
No, we had to.
Copy that. It's been one after I text you, or before you left to go home. I was monitoring just the one frequency talk group for most of the day, and my battery died on my T5, so I don't know.
Yeah, I ordered, I got my bonus check today and my regular pay today, so I ordered, two batteries for my 5RX, and I'll have two batteries for both now.
Cool. There's another break out there. Someone keeps on trying to key up on you. So there's another break. Go ahead. I guess not. There's someone playing games out there, trying to play games.
Yeah, I heard there's a call for storms tomorrow, and it's supposed to be, like, real hot tomorrow, too, I heard. Like, 90 degrees and humid.
I heard about the 90 and humid, but I didn't hear about the storm. Yeah, I think I'm going to
think I'm not going to go tomorrow. I think I'm going to hang out at home all weekend so I can recuperate from the week and get rid of the cold. But I am starting to feel better, but still not up to par.
Yeah, copy that. You're better off to do that. Because it's going to be hot out there, and it's going to be too hot, and there's going to be like a million people out there.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, my friend Dave, him and his son went down to Ferndale to check out the emergency show, and he said it was really low. There wasn't much there. He said there was maybe a couple dozen police cars and we've already seen already, so he said you're lucky.
Yeah, I copy that.
Sent me a picture of one of the SWAT trucks and then some, he had some new Mustangs on display. Probably where the Ford performance area is on, right next door to the police department. I don't know if you've ever been down there.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Really want to go. 30th anniversary of the Woodward Cruise, but yeah, I don't think I'd be. So, yeah, best not go this year, and hopefully next year will be different. But we've got Roscommon, so a month from now or so. I'm not sure exactly what days it is.
I think it's around the
11th
or 15th, I think it is.
Copy that. How are the girls doing?
They're doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave you a shout. I mean, it was a little after 6. And he said, well, I'm out here. I said, oh, okay, Dave, what's up? So, yeah, it was early.
Yeah, I heard him out here about an hour, hour and a half ago. I heard him a little bit.
I think I turned on and heard him. He was talking to Chuck. It was right after I got off the phone with my parents. I was on my phone. If I'm not mistaken, I was actually talking to Kelly. And talked to my parents for a little bit. And then got off the phone with them, and man, there was nobody out there.
Yeah, I copied that one.
Go ahead, Bryce.
Is that you, Sherman?
The one and only. What's going on, Dave?
Nothing, my friend. I just wanted to get in there. I don't know, man. Your mod seems really low. Usually your modulation's not that low. It's kind of low there. I don't know if you're up on the mic or not.
Maybe I'm not talking as loud as I usually do because just battling cold, and so I'm trying to save my voice a little bit.
Okay, roger that. WSRC 793 IG. Yeah, I heard you. I just turned it on and heard you talking to Kevin, but Kevin blows blasts in here, and I couldn't hardly hear you, man. I mean, your signal was good, but I could barely hear what you were saying, so I figured I'd get in there and let you know.
Yeah, Kevin told me that yesterday. Earlier than that, but yeah, just trying to see my boy.
Hey, how's Kelly doing? Much as I hate to say it, but I have to. I didn't get any of that. I don't know if you're moving around. You're going in, out, back in, noisy, back out, like you're moving around.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's been a bad week. We got a new doctor, and it ain't worth the beans. Receptionist sucks. He's waiting to get an inhaler. But since Monday, she's having a hard time breathing because of the smoke from the damn wildfires.
Yeah, Roger that. I understand about the crackpot doctors. I told you the story of why I ain't had one in a few years. I don't know, man. I just don't know. But I hope she's all right, man. It's a bummer she's suffering. Hate to hear that, but I hope she's okay. Yeah, it's good to have an inhaler around. I keep a couple up here on the table, and I hit them once in a while there, maybe twice, three times a day or something. Even if I'm breathing okay, I still hit it anyway. I hope she gets better, though, okay?
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Dave. Go ahead there, Kevin. You still out there?
Oh, yeah. How's it going, Dave, the man? How you doing out there?
Out there. Doing all right, Kev. How are you and Tanya doing?
We're doing okay. Just relaxing.
All right, man. Well, it's good to talk to you. I hear a breakout. I think there's a break. I'm not sure. But I'm going to sit back, get on the monitor side for a few minutes here. Go ahead and let them. WSOZ 793. We'll talk to you gentlemen in a few.
Still running away. WSP
902. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to get out of here. So you guys have a good evening, and I will talk to you a little later. WSP U844, I'm clear.
Yeah, all right, Sherman. Yeah, you and Shelly have yourselves a good evening. Take care of her, man. Tell her I'm pulling for her. All that other good stuff. We'll holler at you later. What's up, Frank? Come on.
I was just going to say, Sherman, I heard you guys over the scanner, and I was charging my handheld, but I heard Sherman talk about an inhaler. I have an inhaler here. I'm sure the wife has a brand new one somewhere if he needs one.
I think he's shut down already. Yeah, but Stevie's got packs of them, a bunch of packs of them. So, I mean, they need inhalers, man, you know. I'm thinking something out. But like he said, the doctors, they got a quacky doctor. So, yeah, I know. Now you know what I went through. I just got a text here from Paul saying Cliff's in the hospital. He's having open heart surgery. so I'm kind of bummed out about that, even though I ain't talked to the guy in 20 years, you know. But other than that, man, I'm just sitting here getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah, no, Roger, all that. Yeah, sorry about Paul, dude. I don't know Paul. But yeah, for Sherman, I guess he must have shut down or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, Stevie's got inhalers, and we got inhalers over here. I mean, I know he goes down in this area once in a while to figure something out or something.
Yeah, Roger, there. Well, I can text him and ask him to pop back out here if you want. I mean, he, you know, he'd do it. I don't know if it's that important or what, but I can text him and pop back out here.
WSBU 844. Kelly's going to urgent care tomorrow. They said they'd give her one or two.
Hello, Sherman. Yeah, Roger that. Like I said, we got a little bit milder ones, and Stevie's got the heavy duty ones because I've used his before. Tell you what, you hit that and it. yeah, but yeah, we got inhalers here. For sure, if you needed one.
Yeah, copy that. No, I appreciate the offer. So, all right, I thought I'd get in here real quick and let you know I was listening. So, going to get back to eating pizza. So, you guys, thanks again. I appreciate it. And I'm going to go back on the quiet side. So, we'll talk to y'all later. WSBU 844.
All right, Roger that, Sherman. Like I said, if you needed something, shoot, we got it. Especially, you know, something like that. Your wife's got some medical issues, and she's got brand new ones in there. And I know Stevie's got a bag full of them, too. So if somebody needed one, it wouldn't be a big issue.
Roger. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We'll talk to y'all later. WSBU 844.
All right, Dave. I won't hold you up there too long. You know, I know you guys are getting ready to wind down, and I was sitting here watching the movie, anyways. But yeah, I'll get with you later on. WFST 902, and I'll still be listening.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm gonna do the same. Kevin, it's been good talking to you, man. Have yourself a good evening out there. This is Frank, and I'm gonna get on the monitoring side and listen in here. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet listening.
Yeah, hello, Kevin. Sorry, I forgot to recognize you there. WSFZ 902, I'll be monitoring too.
WSET 544, WQZJ 969, copy.
RNW 329, monitoring.
WQZJ 969, clear.
This is WSAP 841 monitoring at 841 PM.
WSAL 946 monitoring.
WRZG 571.
571, how are you tonight, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Just sitting here in the cottage and air conditioning, relaxing. Turned the radio on, heard you throw your call out there. I didn't quite hear your call, though. What was it?
WSIL 946.
Hi there, 946. My name's Neil here. And so we're just kind of taking it easy tonight, playing around with the radios. I just put this antenna up on the tower, so I should get in the repeater pretty well. Sounds like it's working.
Yeah? Yeah, where are you located at?
I'm over in Crystal Rock, across the bay there.
Crystal Rock, Ohio?
Yeah, it's the Sandusky address. It's on the other side of Edison Bridge, from Lakeshore there.
Okay. Well, I'm in, I'm coming off the Mount Clemens repeater up here by Lake St. Clair. Yeah, you're sounding great.
Sorry, which repeater did you say you were coming into?
Mount Clemens, 675, Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Outstanding. Yeah, I'm into the Sandusky, Ohio repeater, so must have good conditions tonight. We're just keying it up and hearing each other.
Yeah, it's been pretty good the last, maybe the last month. Conditions have been pretty good, you know. I get up close to Mackinac Bridge, down in Ohio. I'm kind of liking the DX.
Outstanding. Yeah, you sound like you're right here next to me, so definitely a good signal from Michigan. Like I said, this is the Sandusky repeater that I'm on, so I don't know how good I sound there, but good enough, you seem to hear everything I'm saying.
Well, you're kind of fading there. I'm gonna switch it over to the Detroit. Maybe I can copy you a little better.
WQZJ 969, break.
Hey, you sound just as clear as you did earlier. Maybe you hear me a little better now. I don't know.
Yeah, I certainly can. I don't know. It's kind of a mixed bag with me. You know, I get a better receive off the Detroit, but my transmit seems to be better off the Mount Clemens. Copy.
Yeah, well, I've been meaning to put this tower up for a long time. This is my cottage here. I finally did that, so it's a disc dome, so it comes, there's a lot of frequency. But I got the DMRS radio on it right now. And I don't know, put a wire antenna up for HS frequency, so happy with the results.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, there was a break in there. Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, thanks. WQZJ 969. Just passing through, listening to you guys talk, and I want to throw my hat in here and say I'm up on the Sheboygan repeater up in the northern part of the state of Michigan.
There you have it, Ohio. You're talking to Sheboygan, except by the Mackinac Bridge.
Sound great here in Ohio. WRGD 571.
Yeah, I'll let you guys get back at it. I just wanted to throw that out there, just to show the capability of this system. They do a really good job keeping this up and running, and it breathes fire for everybody, so there you go. You guys have a great evening. WQZJ 969, clear.
969, you sounded fabulous down here. Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for jumping in there and letting us know where you're at. And they do, these repeaters are linked up pretty nicely. They're doing a good job for us. All right, 571, you kind of faded on me. Let me
to give a shout out to 841 facing me out there, WSAL 946.
Hey there, 841, this is WSJB, or I'm sorry, 946, this is WSJB 841. How's it going?
Hey, not bad. Did you check out that song I sent you?
Oh, not yet. I threw out the 841 a bit ago, and ended up eating on my dinner.
Yeah, copy that. Check it out. Well, I told you I was into old heavy rock and 90s alt, but also into new wave, you know, late 70s, early 80s. Corny. Most of it's pretty corny, but a lot of it's pretty good.
The 70s and 80s had some pretty timeless classics, so doesn't necessarily mean that they're corny.
Well, I guess the ones I liked were kind of corny, different. You know, they weren't mainstream so much.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll be checking them here in a minute. Still working on some leftover chili. Whenever I make it, I like to fill the crock pot, and that's typically what I have for lunch and dinner for the better part of a week.
I get that. You can't go wrong with a good, you know, I remember you telling me you were cooking up a chili a couple of days back. You know, I'm a bachelor, an old bachelor. It's rare that I get a good home-cooked food.
Oh, yeah, copy. I don't know if it's just the way, like, prices at the grocery store are these days or what, but, I mean, more often than not, it seems like it is actually cheaper to eat at McDonald's than it is to even cook for yourself.
Well, that may be true in a lot of cases, but, you know, it's not real good for you, you know. Too much processed garbage in there that, I don't know.
Yeah, none of that processed stuff seems to be overly good for anyone. I know there's a big thing about the hydrogenated seed oils that's supposed to be pretty rough, and a lot of fast food restaurants are changing their fry oil back to, like, simpler oils.
Well, it's going to cost them more, and they're going to pass it on to the consumer, of course. Kennedy and the Trump administration, he's supposed to take a lot of things, dyes and things off the market, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, other than price of production, I don't really see how it's really going to hurt the American consumer any more than it already does.
Well, I guess it's supposed to be better. It's supposed to be better for the consumer. You know, it's going to cost a little more, but like I said, we'll see. We'll see what comes around.
Well, yeah, time has a way of showing everyone the truth, so, I mean, we'll see.
Yep, copy that. Well, I got a pizza on the way. If that's anything I can say, that's it's going to be good, though.
Well, you got me a little jealous there, but, I mean, I do love chili, but after, like, the fourth day of it, you know, it starts getting a little old. But, I mean, on the one hand, they say, like, a smile and laughter is the best medicine, so, I mean, even Warren Buffett, I think, says that he eats McDonald's for 2 out of his 3 meals a day, and he's, like, what, 110? not really, but there's something to be said about just enjoying yourself, you know?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, all the bad things in life are enjoyable, generally. And I wonder how much Buffett is, I wonder how many dollars he has in the fast food industry.
It would be pretty interesting to find out, because, yeah, it would make sense that if he's well invested, if, you know, oh, yeah, I eat it 2 times a day and I'm 100 years old, look at me. That definitely makes sense. But as far as I understood, he's a lot more heavily invested in real estate and manufactured housing.
I don't know. I stopped looking into that stuff couple years back. I just lost some, and I don't want to go back, but I'm just sitting pretty, and I'm going to leave it that way.
Yeah, it seems almost like stocks and values and whatnot are not much different than Vegas. They're designed to make some people rich, not everyone.
Well, there's only a couple of casino games that you can actually make some money on. The whole thing is, it's all, even the stock, but it's designed to take your money from you. But still, there's a couple you can make money on, but you had better damn be sure you know what you're doing and how to play the game properly.
Oh, yeah. If you're not sure exactly what you're doing, you're just asking to lose it all, it seems like. But hey, Ralph, I think I'm going to finish my food real quick. I'll probably chime back on in a little bit. Probably check out whatever music you send me to. But, yeah, I'll probably be back in a little bit. But this is WSJB 841, clear and monitoring on your final.
All right, Jason, I got that pizza should be here any minute now. I might go home. I might be comatose after that. I don't know. I might be out. Might not. Anyway, good talk about WSAL 946.
WSAI 847. WIUG 48, copy. How about that station in Sandusky, Ohio? WIUG 48, copy.
WSA 847, how are you doing, Jack?
Hello, Dan, how are you?
Just enjoying the wide open band here, full scale down here tonight. It's all over the place tonight, Glenn.
Roger, there was a station from Sandusky, Ohio. I don't know if he's still out there or not, about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I think he was thinking he was going, well, he was on the same frequency as the 20 there, 675 in Sandusky, but actually he was going in through the other, repeater up by you guys, I think.
I think so. Anyhow, the weather is very nice. I was outside. I just came inside. I went out there, picked up a couple of them tomatoes and some pickled cucumbers.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. You got it going good there. Hey, you able to get on 16 there the other night, right? You get down here on that repeater down this way?
Yes, so you want to hop into that one, I can go on that one.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you a shout over there, and then I'll be listening, but yeah, I'll give you a shout over there. WSAI 47.
WIUG
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRXZ901. Listening.
WRJC 765, stand by.
Tigers, WSDY 438, three in a row.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.
Hey, it's WRJT 765. Well, I'm keying you down here all the way down in Ottawa Lake, Michigan. Man, the bands are open. Where are you at?
This is 375. If you were talking to me, I'm in Clinton Township, Michigan.
Okay, well, there's two Clinton Townships. There's Clinton Township in Clinton, Michigan. I think there's one up around Detroit, too.
Yeah, Clinton Township where I'm at is considered like Metro Detroit. I'm probably 30 miles from Detroit.
WRJ.
Oh, okay. You guys must be linked in with the MIA. Here, no feedback on it. I'm assuming you're linked up to something.
WRKU 747.
And go ahead.
I just wanted to mention the bands are ridiculous. I'm up here in Epstein, which is about 45 minutes north of Port Huron. I'm not sure where this repeat is located, but it's coming in pretty strong.
He said he's in Clinton Township, Metro Detroit. We're all the way down here in Ottawa Lake, which is right, you know, on the Ohio-Michigan border, northeast, you know, corner of Michigan there. I mean, southeastern, boy, I'm tired. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, and I just pulled in my driveway to go home. But, yeah, the bands are open. Usually I don't hit anything on this here, but... Well, you guys have fun this evening, or what's left of it, and I'm going to bed, but they were open. I came across the turnpike with a handheld, and I was hitting all the Detroit repeaters with a handheld coming across the Ohio Turnpike.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. It's fading a little bit, but I can still hear it just fine. I was listening to another repeater. I don't know where it's at, but I was listening to another one. 70-centimeter repeater. I actually turned the volume down. It's going crazy, too, over there in 70-centimeter as well. I'm getting repeaters way up northern Canada. And, I was actually hearing a repeater almost up by Mackinac City. So it's like, it's crazy. Alright, you guys go ahead. I'm gonna step back and I think I'm gonna go flip around a little bit. WRKU 747. WSAL 946. How about them Detroit Tigers? WSDY 438, Isabella County.
Did you tear them twins up tonight? WSAL 946. Well, no copy on the Twins Tigers game.
Oh yeah, they smoked them. 7-0. 7-0. Tigers won it.
Yeah. We're doing it good. I think do we play the Twins tomorrow again? I think we do.
Yeah, one more, I think. Or maybe two more. I'll look here.
WSIL 946 for ID.
WSUI 438. Isabella County. Ah, man. I got a long ways to go here to find out who they're playing next. Yeah, we have the Twins Saturday and Sunday. WSDY 438. Have a good night out there.
Yes, sir. I just brought that up, too. Sunday's an early game. 2 o'clock game. Hey, great talking, WSIL 946. I'm clear.
Copy on the early game Sunday. 2:10. 2:10 p.m. Their hour behind us in Minnesota. All righty, have a good one. Take care. Thanks for the comeback, WSDY 438.
Hey, you betcha. WSIL 946.
Whiskey 7, Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WSIW 755 monitoring.